Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Lane?
I'm great. And as always, we have an exciting show to share with you today. If you're listening to us for the first time, we've been on the air for over 10 years now, going on 12, proving and sharing with our listeners that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And if you listen to our cases, you will see that it really does happen. And if it sounds too good to be true, you should come and try it.
It means like chronic pain, arthritis, diabetes, Alzheimer's, mental disorder, depression, bipolar, all can be cured. All Western diagnoses are just labeled as symptoms.
Right.
That causes a mind-body blockages. It's a mind that heals.
Right. And by doing that, we actually treat not only the physical component, but the emotional, mental component, spiritual component, because that's actually just as, if not more important than the physical ailment
that most of the time is the cause.
It's the underlying cause. Most of what you suffer from is usually from emotional stress.
That weaken your healing power.
Right.
And the physical problem is just a straw that breaks the camel's back to bring in the physical pain.
Right, and it's a reflection of what's going on with you emotionally.
Exactly.
And every point that we inject and treat has an emotional component. And a functional component as well. And so when you come in, we actually ask and talk a lot about emotional stress that you may have.
Trauma.
Yeah. If you have anger, then we know, okay, we need to treat this person's liver.
That's
if
right.
If you have fear and anxiety, we treat the kidney. So this is how we really ascertain exactly how to treat the whole person and fix the whole person.
Yeah. So each injection we do, we dump the trash that you're holding inside your body. And as well, when you clear that blockage, we improve the function of that organ that we are treating.
Mm-hmm. And just to let you know also, when you take medication, that also causes blockage.
And you
become more disconnected. You're not yourself anymore. If you see all these people that are on antipsychotics, on sleep medication, all of that stuff dulls your spirit, dulls your emotions, and that actually disconnects you even more from your body, causing more blockage and causes a vicious cycle, which makes it just hinders your health and hinders your progress and recovery.
All disease, every single one of them is caused by the reduction of health. You're losing your healing power. And all prescription drugs are chemical poison.
Yes.
It weakens your body, weakens your healing power, and that contributes your disease. So don't listen to a so-called scientific study. They are good for symptoms. They are not good for
right.
your health.
They're good for if you need short-term control of a symptom.
Yeah.
Yes, but taking it long-term is never good for your body because what it does is ultimately it weakens your organs in the long run, and then it makes you sicker and sicker.
A great example is a diabetic study. I know back 30 years ago, the University Diabetic Group study proved that all the pills caused heart disease 200 to 300 times as much.
And they had to stop the study.
Yeah, they had stopped the study six years earlier, and they continue to use it. And recently, they repeat the study called ACCORD, and they found the same thing. People who are on pills that suppress the blood sugar had 250 to 300 times as much heart disease dying from them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not good for your health.
Right, and I tell my patients this a lot, that it's actually better to have a little higher number,
yes.
higher sugar, or a little higher blood pressure, taking less medication than taking more medication and suppressing that number.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to wrap your mind around that, but this is something that people need to understand more. Because what also happens is that the medical, you know, the establishment keeps lowering the normal.
Yeah.
So,
cholesterol,
you know,
blood pressure,
the LDL needs to be under 99 now. You need cholesterol. Before, 130 and below was fine. And so they keep lowering it. Same with blood pressure. Before, you know, 140 over 80 was fine. Now it has to be under, you know, 130, 120. So they're going to keep lowering it. Actually,
yeah.
those lower numbers are actually more detrimental. When you have low blood sugar,
yeah.
low blood pressure, it's actually more dangerous.
Listen and wake up. Don't be so gullible. They just want to sell you drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Before we get started, I just wanted to review who we had on with us last week. We had Dawn with us, who was talking about her 5-year-old son, Theo, who started coming to us 2 years ago, who had a midbrain injury when he was in utero, which caused him to have symptoms similar to cerebral palsy.
But severe headaches all the time.
Severe headaches where he would hit his head, trouble expressing himself linguistically.
Walking, and then
failure to thrive, not growing.
Yeah.
Now he has no more headaches. That's gone.
Yes.
His head, actually, when he first came, looked more cone-shaped, and
yes.
now it has filled out. It's
yeah.
rounder. And he's interacting socially much better, gets treatment.
He's not drooling. He's not painful.
Right.
He walks much better. And you interact with people.
Right. I mean, it's an amazing story because he is actually only 5 years old. And to get the injections, he actually he's not even afraid of them. I feel that he does know that they are good for him.
Exactly.
Yes.
We have two people holding him down every time. And he's still wiggle.
But he doesn't cry actually that much anymore. Yeah. And the other person we had with us was Jeannie, 60 years young.
68 or 66?
68,
yeah.
excuse me, who has been active all her life, but suffered recently in the past 5 years from severe back and hip pain, where it was really hard for her to get up in the morning to really do anything. And she is a very active woman. She used to water ski, run, jog. She owns her own business. And after the first treatment, actually, she was already feeling much better. Her energy definitely improved tremendously.
You can listen to the show and see how fast she talked.
She definitely had her energy, you could tell, was up.
Yeah.
Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Let's get to our first guest.
Good.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Peter. Welcome, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Oh, hi. Hello. How are you?
Good.
You're great. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today. Give us a little background, where you're from, how you came to see us, and what you were suffering from before.
Okay. I'm from Garden Grove.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about Dr. Tong over the radio,
mm-hmm.
and I've been going over there since for about a year and a half now.
Okay. Has it only been a year now? I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are one of the very rare exceptions. Everybody get better the first time. You get better after 6, 8, 10 months. I forgot.
But actually, you have been suffering from quite a few things. Tell us a little bit about your ailments.
Okay. Right now, I'm being treated for my macular degeneration.
Okay.
On my right eye.
Okay.
When I first saw Dr. Tong, I had a black spot right in the middle of my right eye.
Mm-hmm.
I could not see through it. Okay.
Mm.
this spot was round, and after 6 months of treatment, mm-hmm. it became like a pear shape.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it got lighter, it, like a gray in color.
Okay.
Yes, and then the pear shape became smaller. Like
good.
Someone was taking bites from it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, so.
And
so it's
not
disappearing.
You. Yes.
And no, it wasn't me. I didn't take the bites. So I.
So this spot is actually shrinking then before
yes,
your
it's
eye.
Shrinking.
Wow.
And now, it's a light gray in color.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I hold my three middle fingers
mm-hmm.
up about 6 inches from my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I can see my fingers now.
Good.
Whereas before it was all nothing but
wow.
black.
So macular degeneration, see, we told you, almost anything can be cured. All we do is every time we improve the circulation to your eye, we're getting rid of the anger and the frustration that because that's do with the liver, which deal with anger and frustration. You deal so many years working in a business.
Yeah. Now, and now the thing is, 6 months, though, we don't want to, you know, kind of mislead our patients. 6 months for a you're a Medicare patient, right, Peter? Six months is actually only three every two months. So it's nine treatments. It's
nine
not weekly.
Treatment.
It's not weekly treatments.
Yeah.
Right. So that's actually pretty good. Because,
very good point.
Right. What happens
otherwise
is...
Otherwise, you think it's 6 months. Wow, that's a long time.
Not weekly because, you know...
But that's only nine treatments.
Although, Peter, you do come... You do get some extra treatments too, right? So maybe more than nine, but not weekly.
But in the beginning.
Right, not weekly. Right. It's been every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, Peter was not following our dietary program either, okay? So there's a plus and minuses, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you know that I went for an eye doctor examination, and the doctor confirmed that it's getting better.
Wow.
Good. So actually, I tell you, macular degeneration just keep on getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
So we can arrest it. It's good. But now we can improve it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In fact, she's referred some patients to you.
Oh,
wow.
Really? Okay, that's good. That's a good doctor.
I mean, these eye problems are not easy to treat, Dr. Tong. I mean,
some of them are easy.
Some are easier than others. But
remember, was it Ethel who had... eye problem for all 62 years of her life, and after two treatments, you see everything on the freeway. She could not see more than 2 feet.
Yeah.
All her life.
That's true. That's
all her life. Okay. And after two treatments, you see everything on the freeway.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Well, for our listeners to know that the liver in Chinese medicine, the liver controls the eyes.
Okay.
So when you weaken your liver, usually it becomes weak with stress, frustration, anger, irritability, and that's what weakens your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So we treat the liver, and then we also teach you to let go of the frustration and try not to let things get to you. And once you're more connected, those things will not bother you as much.
Actually, Peter is a very easygoing person.
He is.
But you have run a business and then also the chemical that you work with for so many years, okay?
Right.
We can tell because your leg is all darkened, you know, the ankle area. And you have problem walking. Tell us about that.
Okay, I have a blockage on my left thigh.
Uh-huh.
And I've had problems for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I'm getting in the car, I have a hard time lifting my leg, so I got to pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And but I've been having better days, more good days than bad days now.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Mm-hmm. So you're getting stronger.
Yes.
And actually, the color of your leg has lightened
a lot.
Oh, yes, they're a lot lighter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
I see a bunch of streaks in them.
Yes.
Where it's clearing up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you also do the grounding, correct? Have you noticed any improvements with the grounding, the grounding sheets?
Let me see. I do, whenever I'm reading,
mm-hmm.
I'm grounding. I have the sheet that I'm grounding to. And so I'm sure it's working. I keep doing everything I can.
Yeah. Did you have pain before, Peter?
I've never been in too much pain.
Mm. Oh, the hip, though. What about the hip pain? How's that doing?
It's still there,
mm-hmm.
but it's I'm never in pain itself, but what it does is it gets really weak.
Weak.
Oh.
Okay.
It's really weak, and like, you know, a lot of people I spoke with, they say they can't sleep because of the pain. I've never had the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's a good sign.
But are you walking better?
Yes, I'm still walking with my cane, but, you know, a lot of time here in the house, I walk without it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Right. And the other thing, too, the hip actually is connected with the gallbladder channel, which is connected with the liver.
Liver, yes.
So mm-hmm. that actually explains some of the other symptoms.
And your
having.
Kidney.
Right.
Kidney and liver, yeah.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time to share your story and let our listeners know that sometimes it takes a little longer to get better, but with perseverance, I mean, look at this. The macular degeneration
exactly.
has reversed,
yes.
which is not an easy feat, actually.
It's not easy.
It hasn't progressed. That's what I'm happy about.
Yeah,
right.
So you're not getting blind.
About
2 weeks ago, I went and had my driver's test, and I passed.
Whoa,
oh, congratulations.
Wow.
Well, we're so happy for you. Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Okay, well, we'll catch up with you later then. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Diane. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Sure.
Tell us where you're from, what you do, and how you came to hear about Dr. Tong and myself, and what's been going on with you guys.
Yes. I'm Diane for short.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here living at San Diego.
Okay.
And with my case, I have been living with a balance disorder. My doctor called it vertigo.
Okay.
Disequilibrium.
Okay.
And it started last June of 2011.
Okay.
And it's just
a year ago.
Most of the days, mm-hmm. I feel dizzy, on and off. And my balance is off, and the associated symptoms of vertigo, it's my vision is sensitive. I have pained vision, and I'm very sensitive to brightness and darkness too.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, my vision is blur, and when that those symptoms are on, I feel sluggish.
Mm.
Can't concentrate, so hard to concentrate.
Now, what did you do for that? What kind of treatment
did you do
before
you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have consulted health providers, many of them,
mm-hmm.
Those specialists, neurologists, ear doctor, eye doctors, heart doctor, all of them.
So what did they do? What did they do for you?
With each doctor, I've undergone
a lot
different
of tests.
Thorough yeah. medical examination.
Thorough, right?
Yes. Yeah, I've undergone MRI.
Wow.
Yeah,
tests.
All those medical tests.
But did
cardio test
for your heart.
What kind of treatment did they do? What kind of treatment? What did they do to make your
Did they have a solution for you?
Exactly.
Yeah, my primary doctor put me on meclizine.
For dizziness.
It didn't help me. Mm-hmm. It made me feel groggy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so continued it, and all of my tests were all normal.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is normal.
Now, how can that be normal when you're feeling so bad?
Yeah, I'm feeling so bad. How could it be normal? So my doctors really couldn't help me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And it was for a year.
Let me give you a little more on this, okay? Your problem with dizziness had the vertigo had to do with the ear, which is connected to the kidney. Your eye problem is connected to the liver. And every single drug harms the liver and kidney. So they're actually making you worse if they give you any drugs. And that's all they know how to do, give you more chemicals.
Yeah.
So how did you hear about us?
I actually, I'm tired of feeling dizzy, so I'm doing my research on my own together mm-hmm. with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us went online.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mentioned my case to my parents, and they sent me this book about acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm reading that book, and I really a believer of acupressure.
Mm-hmm.
Before seeing Dr. Tong, mm-hmm. I'm for a month or two, I'm following the acupressure, putting pressure on the
on the points
on mm-hmm. the points mm-hmm. mentioned in the book. But it's still, I still have this vertigo attack.
Right. Well, it's not strong enough when you just do acupressure alone, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you need to take some lesson from us before you do it.
So tell us what happened.
I consulted my eye doctor.
Ah.
And,
Dr. Flowers, right?
Dr. Flowers.
Yeah, he sent us a lot of patients, actually.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was the one who gave me your
right.
Oh, okay.
So
he told Diane,
we send that letter to her. Yeah.
Just try this. He might help you.
Mm-hmm. Tell us. So, what happened after the first treatment?
Oh, the first treatment, I was really not concentrated about myself that time because mm-hmm. my focus is. With my daughter.
Right.
She's with me during that first treatment. But the very big different feeling that I had that after that first treatment, on the way home travel in a car trip,
mm-hmm.
it was my husband who was driving, I feel grounded, you know. I don't feel like floating all the way back to San Diego.
So you
mean my head is clear.
Ah, yeah.
It's clear.
Wonderful.
Not as dizzy, uh-huh. right? Not as dizzy, right?
No. We traveled 2 hours.
Mhm.
I didn't feel that I'm dizzy.
Like before.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
When we travel back from Costa Mesa to our place.
So how's your condition now compared to before we treat you?
Oh, after 5 treatments, mm-hmm. Dr. Tong, it really provided me a great relief. My symptoms, they are still. I still have attacks, but right now it's short and manageable. Right now I can do my chores. I can I can drive.
So they're much less severe than before.
Yeah.
Yes.
You only have sporadic treatment because you are a cash patient. You don't have insurance, okay? That's one of the drawbacks. Tell us about your daughter. Your daughter is 8 years old, and she was so afraid of the needles. And,
yeah.
So tell us about her,
yeah,
okay?
Tell us about your daughter Lana, right?
Lana. Yeah.
It's a doctor now.
Yeah.
And Dr. Elaine.
Hi, Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine.
Hi, Lana. Hi,
is this
sweetheart.
Lana? Yes.
Yeah.
You like my needles?
She's not afraid. Oh, you're afraid a little bit.
She was the first time, but not after the first time.
So yes.
Tell us about her progress.
I can see that. The big difference with Lana,
mm-hmm.
aura brightens up.
Mm.
I can see it on her color and skin. And her skin, it's a lot smoother.
Mm-hmm. You were itching before, right?
Yes, before she's really itching. Do you remember?
She got
a lot of bruises.
And very dry skin.
Blemishes.
Very dry
dark
skin.
Spot, uh-huh. yeah. Mm.
Lana actually has a thyroid issue, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She has a thyroid issue, mm-hmm. and when she was little, after birth, she developed this recurring UTI.
Oh, okay.
She's two. When she's 2 years old, she's recurring UTI twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's yearly, and then after a medical evaluation. The specialist discovered that she got this reflux.
Right, in her bladder.
Flow of urine.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And she had a surgery, correct? Did she have surgery?
Yes, I think that's it. They call it deflux.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But I noticed the kidney, she has scarring on the kidney because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that prolonged UTI.
How's that problem now since we've been treating her?
I don't know if the NV made her taller.
Really?
It does.
Huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it helps with growth, definitely.
We have one patient from Utah that both parents are over 6 feet tall. He's 15 years old, white, and he was only 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
And after three to five treatment twice, you know.
He's over 6 feet now.
Yeah, he's over six feet. But that 1 year, 12 months, he grew 3 inches. And don't tell me that's coincidental, okay? They've gone to all Brigham Young and all the, powerful
right.
places. And nobody could do anything. And I treated him only twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't be worried about the thyroid in that case, because if she's growing, that means things are definitely moving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and don't worry about the TSH. You'll take some time to come down. You don't have insurance. That's why you don't come regularly.
Yeah.
But just once in a while, we can still restore her thyroid function.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, Diane, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. We would like to follow up with you later and hope that we continue to see improvement. And
maybe have Lana tell us the
story. And have Lana tell us the story next time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you so much, too, for having us on your radio.
Oh, okay. We appreciate your time.
We'll see you on Monday.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Lana.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you missed our show today, we had Peter with us, who his macular degeneration has not only halted, but has improved. The spot in his eye is getting much lighter and much smaller, and he can see better. We also had with us a Diane on, who we treated her for vertigo, which she has suffered from for over a year. That has also improved. And little Lana with her thyroid problem, she's growing, her skin has improved, and in general she's improving with the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend, guys. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.